Hi, this is Brett McFall, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Dussault. Now, he's an award-winning author, a recipient of several marketing awards, and an Entrepreneur of the Year award finalist. Now, as the founder of his own startup company, Mark used the strategies of marketing genius Jay Abraham to build one of his service companies three times faster, with double the industry average sales per employee, while consistently producing twice the profitability of his competitors. He has a huge experience in marketing, huge experience in copywriting, which is something which is dear to my heart. I know it is so important if you want to be on the internet. Hi there, Mark.
Hi, everyone.
It's lovely to have you along, and you're speaking for us, the World Internet Summit, and it'd be good to just have your take on how you see the internet. We're looking forward to it very much.
Well, it's my honor to be speaking at such a prestigious event, and I look forward to meeting everyone that's on this call.
Hey, listen, why is the internet so important to you?
You know, Brett, that's a very tough question, but if I had to narrow it down to one thing, I would say it's scalability. It's having a tool that's as powerful as the internet, that's accessible to basically anyone on any budget, and it's really the only thing that's truly exponential for either an online business or an offline business.
Okay, well, let's explain exponential. Let's assume that our listener is maybe starting up here, maybe they're an employee. Let's talk about what does exponential mean.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes I talk in jargon that I need a translator like yourself to help me with. Exponential to me and to Jay Abraham is if you're looking at increasing your business profits or sales by 5 or 10%, that's just sequential. It's not exponential. But if you're looking at doubling, tripling, or quadrupling profits or sales within a very short period of time, and I'm talking weeks, months, and a year maximum, that's truly exponential. And really the only lever that exists in the world today that allows this to basically accessible to anyone is the internet, and it's truly a fantastic tool, but you need some strategies to be able to, you know, get to those outcomes.
So what we're saying there is like an average person might expect that maybe you can increase sales by 10%, true?
Yes. But I mean, most people are happy with 15% growth.
Hmm. So what sort of growth are you talking about?
We're talking doubling your business year on year.
Which is almost unfathomable. I mean, that sounds incredible, right?
I know.
But you've done this, right?
I've done it for myself way before I was promoting these strategies, and I've helped hundreds of companies across North America, Europe, and now in Australia to do exactly the same thing.
Mm, which is one of the prerequisites when you have a speaker at World Internet Summit. You have to have results. You have to have done it before. There's no use getting up there and talking about theory. You have to know it.
It's not only not about theory, but it's not about the technology. One of the things that people really don't get sometimes is that's not about the internet technology. It's about leveraging that technology to build a business that stands on its own. The internet, however, is a lever that is so powerful that people think it's a technology, but it's using some very sound strategies that the other speakers and I will be presenting at the World Internet Summit to really cut through all of that jargon and show people how you can actually do this to create real cash in your business, whether it's an online or offline business.
Yeah, and like the internet really is the leveler, the great leveler, I feel like. Now everybody has a chance. Like the ropes are down. And you can go for it, but you've got to have the right knowledge in your brain. That's the only thing you need.
I totally agree, and this country is so proud of its sporting heritage. It's leveling the playing field so that everybody can get out there and have a go at the opportunities that they can think of. Mm-hmm. And if they can think of as many as they want, then the issue is, okay, which one is going to be most profitable? Which one am I going to have the best chance of success with? And that's where an event like the World Internet Summit can help someone get that clarity. But for me, from a point of view of a marketing strategy, it's being able to get people to select themselves so that you don't have to expend all that effort trying to get them to make a decision to purchase or engage with you. Mm. That's what I find so exciting.
Yeah, very good. Okay. Mark, what do you want people to know most about you?
Oh, that's another... You ask very good questions, Brett. I guess the number one thing that I hold very dear to my heart is, in as much as I'm now managing director of Jay Abraham Asia Pacific and I do promote his strategies, I actually became financially independent by using the strategies myself when I was, you know, at the beginning of my career. And, you know, as you mentioned to the listeners, I got some pretty good results, you know, pretty quickly. And my claim to fame is because I've done this myself and I understand what it takes to go from the theory to the actual practice, and to have had the opportunity and the honor to have done this across North America, Europe, and now in Asia Pacific, I've lived what I preach, and I've done this with so many people that there isn't a single company, there isn't a single situation, and especially with the internet, that you can't use three or four of these strategies to massively increase the results that you get in your internet business.
Okay, so what you're saying is that because of the massive knowledge that you have, no matter what type of business you want to start, you can actually help them.
Yes. Oh, I have too much knowledge. I have four university degrees.
That's
ridiculous. In law, engineering, e-commerce, business administration. So I don't have all of the answers, but what I do have is I have frameworks to solve any problem that comes up. And the internet, as you said, is an amazing leveler. What it is, though, is a powerful tool that you have to respect to be able to get the results that are real and not just getting hits on the website, but getting those hits to actually convert into sales.
Yeah, gee, I think it's going to be a treat for our listeners and our attendees to be able to talk to you in person.
Yes, it'll be great fun because it's by talking to people like myself and for me to be talking to more people out there that are in the real world coming up with the challenges that we can solve for them and to have that exchange. So, yes, it's a fantastic event where that interaction with the speakers is encouraged and fostered.
Good one. Okay, tell me what you really, and I really mean this, what you really like about the internet.
The internet for me, it's tough. You know, there's so many great things about it. But if I had to pick just one, I would say it's the depth and breadth of the conversations that you can have with prospects and suspects.
No, that's a great point. Explain that. That's fantastic.
Well, you know, when you have a conversation one-on-one, you know, it's a very intimate experience to have. But in business, you want to have as many conversations, if you will, as many contacts with people as possible. With the internet, that just basically blows everything out of the water by allowing you to have simultaneous conversations with literally hundreds of thousands of people simultaneously. Now, with that comes obviously the challenge to know how to do that effectively. Otherwise, you're basically having such a generic conversation that nobody really wants to hear. But to be able to use copywriting and Jabraham strategies to be able to talk to each person individually, and you can do this using these strategies, to influence them to improve their lives by using your product or service, to me, is an absolute life-altering, career-changing revelation I had, you know, back in the days when the internet just basically sprung up out of nowhere.
Okay, well, tell me this. Let's pick one thing. One mistake that you see most people making on the internet.
One mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, if I was to pick the number one mistake, is that people assuming that everyone wants the same thing from their company. And what that means is if you have a product or service, there are 5, 6, 7, 12 different reasons why someone would purchase from you. And there are 5, 6, 12, 30 different reasons why people would not purchase from you. Understanding that and articulating those differences through copywriting and through some of the strategies that we'll talk about in a few minutes, that's the number one thing that handcuffs or paralyzes most people. And on the internet, when you do that, you negatively influence thousands of people in one go.
Okay, explain that just a little bit more. Negatively influencing them.
Well, if I talk to you and I turn you off because I say something that might offend you, I've just basically influenced you just one person, even though you're an important person. It's just one person. But if you do the same thing with literally 30 or 40,000 people that come to your website, that is a big mistake to undo. Now, without being offensive to someone, what about if you just haven't triggered the interest for people to go to the next step, fill out a form or download a file? What are the chances are that they'll come back to your site and come and visit you again? They're pretty slim in this information overload society that we're in. But if you could, just with very simple strategies, every time someone comes to your site, pique their interest so they have a desire to, even if they don't make the transaction you want on that first occasion, but pique their interest to say, you know what, I'm going to come back and see this website in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks from now. But more importantly, if they have a need that gets triggered 3 weeks from now or 3 months from now, and they can remember that your website was there and you can answer that particular need, bingo, you've got the sale. And that's where you can uncover hidden opportunities in any business create out of nowhere a new internet business.
Yeah, because hardly anyone would do that sort of thing.
Oh, look, the number of people who know this percentage-wise is less than 1%.
Mm.
And that's why they grow their businesses so massively, because they're doing things that have such an impact on the people that receive these kinds of messages.
Very interesting. Tell me this, Mark. What do you find is the easiest to sell online?
You know, I've seen so many different things sold on the internet. I can tell you selling haircuts on the internet has got to be difficult. But what I find that people are most successful selling on the internet is something that they can clearly articulate the unique selling proposition for, the USP, and that's what makes it unique, what they're selling, and what the proposition or the value transfer is for the people to purchase that product or service. People who can't do that effectively are unfortunately within the masses of the internet communication and just get overlooked, unfortunately.
So you're not, what you're saying is it's not about the product per se, it's about actually making sure you have the right market and have all the strategies in place. You're saying that most things could be sold online?
You know, the Canadian expression is, if you do your copywriting right, you could sell snow to an Eskimo. It's not about selling something that people don't want, and it's not about selling poor products. But I've found through the experience that I've had with dozens of companies selling, you know, things from services to actual physical products, that the people who are most successful are the ones who can articulate what makes them unique, because no matter how unique you want to become in the internet, because it's a level playing field, you just Google it and bingo, you've got, you know, 20, 30, hundreds, in some cases thousands of competitors out there. So what makes you unique for that particular product or service? And then what is it you're selling? Are you selling a product? Are you selling a service? Are you selling a benefit? Are you selling something that's directly attainable for the person, or is there some indirect, you know, good feeling? Like, for example, you don't buy a cell phone to make calls. You buy a cell phone to have mobility. So the indirect advantage of having a mobile phone is because it renders you mobile. Understanding that, and the last thing is the proposition. In other words, the value of the product or service that you're offering. And in the case of a mobile phone, for example, I've already given it away. It's about being mobile, not about calling or receiving calls. So when you're on the internet, you have to put yourself in the shoes of these thousands of people that are going to come onto your website and communicate with you to fully understand what they're actually looking for. And contrary to popular belief, not everyone is looking for the same thing from the exact same product or service that you have. So if you have only one voice out there, only one type of person is going to listen to it. Everyone else is going to ignore it. But yeah, if you can create multiple voices and talk to multiple people and you can systemize this, you can imagine what the impact is going to be. And it's going to be exponential or geometric. And you're going to double your sales or triple your profits. And you're going to grow your business 3, 4, 5, or 10 times faster than anyone else because you're having more effective conversations with more people and therefore get the results.
Yeah, and that really just becomes like a process then. It becomes like a machine.
It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
So success is easier than failure.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing? Okay, what sort of businesses have you helped, Mark?
Oh, I've helped businesses that are service businesses. I've helped businesses that have products. I've helped businesses that have basically one-off sales and others that have recurring sales. And one of the strategies that we use and is massively powerful on the internet is host beneficiary partnerships. In other words, getting other companies and other individuals to build your business automatically and effortlessly. Whether it's a product or service or whether it's a transactional relationship or it's an ongoing psychological relationship with the client that's, you know, fostered over weeks and months, either one caters very well to establishing this relationship, which is called host beneficiary partnerships, to get others to help you grow your business in a way that helps them grow their business.
Okay, very powerful. Good, good, good. And that can apply to any business online. I totally support that. And even you were talking about, you know, if you have 4 or 5 different reasons why somebody buys, the great thing about the internet is you can create 5 or 6 different pages that caters for that person.
Absolutely.
They simply would choose, well, you know, you'd have their likes or dislikes in a list, and they would click on one of those likes and be taken to a page which deals with them only.
Exactly.
You know, so there's so many options.
But one of the things, Brett, that I think you've done such a great job with the World Internet Summit is to bring together experts that have distinctions that help people make the best business decisions, and especially for the internet. You really have to understand some distinctions. And for example, when I talk to you about host beneficiary partnerships, and we don't have time on the call today to go into the details, but it's not about an affiliate program. So if anybody's out there listening and they think it's about affiliate programs, it's not. It's about using the partnership or the relationship you have with other companies to fully leverage their capabilities to access the people you want to get in touch with. And it has nothing to do with having an affiliate program where you cut them in on the deal, even though that's a very powerful mechanism in of itself. But it's to be able to have relationships that basically spread like viral marketing on the internet, where a vested interest, for example, if you have something that's of value to me, and I know that that could be valuable to my clients, I'm happy to endorse that and pass that on without having taking a click on the pass-through. Because if I can create more value for my clients, they're going to appreciate that it's coming from me, and they're going to appreciate it's coming from me rather than my competitor. And by being able to do that at the scalability of the internet, that's when it becomes massively, exponentially powerful.
How do you know what you say is true?
Well, first of all, Jay Abraham has been doing this for 30 years. He's worked in 460 different industries. He's helped over 12,000 businesses, creating $9 billion. That's right, billion dollars worth of wealth. He's created more entrepreneurial millionaires than anyone else on the planet. And how do I know it works? Because I'm one of them. Jay doesn't do it for you. I don't do it for you. You do it for yourself. But by having the strategies that no one else has or very few other people have, you basically have an unfair advantage. Imagine trying to play squash or tennis with a cricket bat. It sounds ridiculous, but sometimes when I look at people and how they apply their strategies on the internet or in business in general, you literally sit there going, mate, what are you thinking? You're using the wrong tool, the wrong racket, the wrong instrument to get to the outcome that you want to. Why don't you go and inform yourself, for example, at the World Internet Summit if you're doing something on the internet, you know, to ourselves if you're doing something for marketing, and there's other organizations that do some great things as well. You want to learn from the masters who've done this before. And because I've been witness to so many people having done this, I'm obviously a convert to these strategies.
Yeah, very true. Last question. What can attendees expect to hear from you when they come and see you at World Internet Summit?
I'll be showing strategies how to use copywriting to effectively communicate to people more powerfully, how to use the strategy of preeminence and host beneficiary partnerships to have clients basically select you rather than you trying to push or shove things down their throat that they don't necessarily want. Imagine having people banging down your door to give you their money. I ran businesses for 20 years without any salespeople. I mean, how can you do that, growing three times faster than competitors in the printing industry of all industries that's highly competitive? Mm-hmm. The internet allows you to do that, but I think people would be interested in finding how that is, how people can self-select into the process in a way that's cost-effective for you and that massively enables you to scale your business using the tool of the internet to do that.
Brilliant. Okay, look forward to seeing you there, Mark. You're going to really deliver some amazing stuff.
I look forward to seeing you there, Brett, and I also look forward to seeing everybody that's listening to this. Thank you.